Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan, my co-host. Yay! So excited to be here. And, you know, we've got a special guest tonight. But before we do we need to make any announcements, Tracy? Anything going on?
We're super cool people. And I don't know. We do have an opportunity to do a show together again coming up. So hopefully that's going to come together. I think that's exciting when we get to do that, when we're in person. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Can everybody guess where we are?
Yes.
I like this. Where are we? Where in the world is Tracy and Julia?
That's right. So we'll be playing the guessing game, and there are no losers, but you know, everyone can guess, and then we'll just, you know what would be fun is put down where you would like us to go. Then we'll just start hopping around and doing that.
I think we did that once before.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were just trying to guess where we were going to be. And I don't remember, I know we had some winners, but I don't know if we gave them their prize. Did we have a prize?
Maybe announcing their name on the show. I don't know. The prize is that you're a winner. You got it. Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So everybody who guessed Sedona.
That was the right answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where are we going to be now?
We're taking guesses, but we already have our place plotted.
We do. Yeah.
So where can go? So anybody wants to join us right now, where do they need to go? If we can go ahead and do that. And then we'll
if you guys are not already watching us on Facebook and you'd like to watch the video version of us, we are on Facebook at BBS Radio TV, and come join us there. We got a chat going in there. I don't know where everybody's at. You guys are usually chatting by now. I'm seeing thumbs up and little hearts floating around, but nobody's said hi yet. So yeah, my feelings are hurt.
Well, yeah. Come on, guys.
I can see the numbers are there.
Erica's not in the audience. Is that what it is? She's not out there.
Oh, yeah. Erica, could you get on and start?
Yeah, get on there and start chatting. You know, then that'll get everybody going. But, you know, Erica's going to be a little busy tonight.
Yes. Why don't we bring Erica on and we'll just get her pretty little face in here to join us.
Yeah, so to continue on our QHHT Level 3 series, we have a wonderful new Level 3 practitioner. Are you new? I do this every single time. How new are you, Erica? Anyway, you're here. That's the main Erica Middlemiss from Scottsdale. I almost said Sedona because you're in Sedona.
We're going to associate you with Sedona Arizona. No matter what.
Well, that's fine. That works.
Yeah, she's got her gong behind her, guys.
I know. That's for when we get real bad. She's going to gong us out of the show. Yeah. You guys remember that show, the gong show?
That's what I'm going to do.
I dated myself with that one. Don't gong me out of the show.
Yeah, I think you need a gong for this show, Tracy. I think that'd be perfect for you.
Don't give her a gong.
No, I know. I should know better.
She makes me feel ganged up on. I need some friends out there. You guys, there's something wrong with the chat, because I know that there's people that are doing the little hearts and bells and whistles that normally are saying hi.
Hi, you guys. I'd love to see where you're all from. It'd be so cool to chime in.
Get them going, Erica. Get them going.
Yeah, come on. Say hello.
Come on, audience. Get in here. Come play.
Exactly.
Okay, so I love the earlier question, our new Level 3. However, it feels like you've been there forever, but you had a journey with that. So I can't wait to hear it.
I had quite the journey with that. Yeah, I've been a practitioner since 2013. So I have been around quite some time. And so I was pregnant when I took my Level 3. And so that prolonged my journey quite a bit during this process.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah. I took about a year off after being pregnant as well, because I needed to, and it was hard to do sessions when you're nursing a baby and things like that. So, yeah.
So you kind of have to adapt a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, so, but I'm here now, so yeah, perfect.
And right? That's what matters.
Exactly. You
know? And it was all part of the journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it worked out perfectly timing wise. Yeah.
Let's go back, Erica. Back.
All the way back. Back and back.
So I have a confession to make. Mm-hmm. I opened up the show in the wrong, in my page instead of the BBS radio page. So there's a lot of chatting going on in here. I want to thank our producers for bringing it to my attention that there's a lot of chatting going on. I don't know what you're talking about. He's writing his little notes, and I'm going, where's the chatting? Something.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Yeah. What do I like to blame these things on? Anyone?
Well, I think it's a Mercury retrograde.
Retrograde.
Where's your cup?
I didn't bring my one up today.
Oh, I think it has to
be on
your desk.
Because I need to trust the journey.
Oh,
that's true.
Okay. Yeah.
And we have the journey through the Mercury retrograde.
And all we need is love.
I love that.
And
what do you got, Julie?
Good lessons from our cups.
My tea that she always says is wine.
Yeah, I was going to say, it still looks like wine. I don't know. So we did have some guesses.
I put it in a pretty glass, so it feels special.
It's
more fun to drink that way.
Did it come out of a pretty bottle?
Are you raising your pinky too to make it extra special?
Is that
right? Oh my gosh. I forgot Erica will jump in with me and do this.
Yeah.
Feel a little ganged up. <with you. laughs>
I'll get the gong. It's a little far.
Oh, we might get to your story tonight, Erica. We might.
Yeah. Okay. We really are going to do this. Okay. So now you guys have an inkling of an idea of what it was like in Sedona. Okay. It wasn't just the three of us. Remember, there were others.
There were others. So Julia really got ganged up.
We all got ganged up on separately at different times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody took the turns. So anyway, Erica,
yes.
Everybody, your journey. Yes, we want to get back. So let's go back to where you started.
Wow.
You want it to be.
Yeah, right? I know. So we'll start with this one, I guess, and I'm sure it'll just go off rabbit holing into the other ones because it all matters. Right. So in this life, I was, I grew up with a really great family. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school my entire schooling, like all throughout college. I never quite really got into the whole paradigm of it. I didn't understand it. I always would argue with the nuns and I would say things like, but God is nature, but outside is God, you know, and not in this building that man built. And when I get married, I want to get married outside in God's house, the real God's house. And they would not have anything. They didn't want to hear it, you know? And so I had my own ideas from a very young age. At around age like 9 or 10, I had my first prophetic dream. And, that was a really good start to my process of learning that I knew things that other people didn't know. Yeah. Because the dream was that my grandfather was going to die and he was supposed to come home from the hospital like that day. And he was like a father figure to me. Right. So I was so excited that he was coming home and then he died. But before that, I had a dream that I came home from school and my mother was walking down the stairs and told me what had happened. So the next day I came home from school and here comes my mom walking down the stairs. And I was like, oh, I already know. Thank you. You know, that young. So, and then I proceeded to have multiple prophetic dreams throughout my life and lots of synchronicities that led me to this work. Which I guess I'll get to. I'm skipping way ahead.
Leapfrog.
Yeah.
And it's okay because it's like, it's what got you here. That's what I'm wanting. It's like, because we don't all start, you know, it's like these things start in little places and sometimes it starts later, but it's like, it's wonderful to hear people's stories so that you can see the journey and because people relate, you know, it's like, this could be like you.
Mm-hmm.
Happening. Sometimes people just need to hear that these things are normal.
Right. More normal than we think that they are. We feel like we're the only one experiencing this stuff because our immediate surroundings aren't quite giving us that, you know, that feedback that other people think like the way we do. But once we get out there a little bit, we find, oh, I'm not alone. I'm placed in this group for a certain reason, right? We learn that eventually. I learned it eventually.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. I've always had a very, very strong passion to want to help people heal. Like ever since I was 3 years old, I knew I was going to be a doctor. Like that was it. I wanted to look all inside the human body and like explore it. And I knew I couldn't because I, you know, couldn't cut it open. Right. But I wanted to. I really wanted to get in there. And when I did actually have the opportunity to do that in medical school, because I went there later, I had so much fun in anatomy lab. I even TA'd it. I liked it that much. Wow. That's how.
Oh, I'm just laughing because that's how I was. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
And I knew forever I wanted to be a nurse. You know, and it was like, the body was fascinating.
Yes. So fascinating. I mean, and how it works. I mean, are you kidding me with these millions and trillions of things going on all at once and everything knows what to do? You know, what? Yeah. It's mind blowing. Yeah.
Well, you might want to learn all about that. Before this conversation, I would have been like, but
it's really cool.
The way if somebody is getting cut open, but
yeah, but this is a scientific way.
Right.
Very
minded conversation.
Yes.
Just so you can,
you know. Jeez. So I wound up going to naturopathic medical school because I'm so into the power of nature and it is a knowing within me that is so strong. That when I started learning in college how the body actually worked, I was a biology major and I was like, wait a minute, why do we treat it this way? Why are we doing what we're doing? Like, it's counterintuitive.
It took me a long time before I started figuring that out.
Well, you know, I got lucky, I feel like, because I had an amazing professor who just had such a passion for science. He was fascinated with so many cool things. And the way he taught just made you excited about it. And so biochemistry in like sophomore year, it was like, that was it for me. Like, once you learn all of that, you're like, oh, okay. So... And then I got lucky again with another professor who said, you know, they have naturopathic medical schools. And I was like, they what now? Because I was just going to try to do a program.
Yeah. So what made them, were you doing things that kind of made them want to give you that guidance?
He asked me what I wanted to do with my degree. And I said, well, I want to go to medical school, but not this traditional one. Maybe I'll go to chiropractic school and do a natural program so I can learn herbs and acupuncture and things like that. So that's when he told me. And then there was four in the whole country that I got to pick from. That's it. Yeah. Four accredited 4-year long, like medical schools where you like get a license and you take a board exam and that stuff. So yeah, I came to Arizona and did that. And I love it. It's wonderful being able to treat the body naturally, right? But after a few years of practicing, I felt like I was taking people on a hamster wheel with their physical body. It was like all these things we can do with the physical body, but we're not actually getting down to the point.
So you're still treating symptoms?
Correct. Just naturally.
Just naturally. Yeah, which is better, but it's still the surface.
Better, but you're still doing, yeah, the band-aiding. Yeah. And I wasn't okay with that. Like I came here to help people heal and I'm not doing that in this way. Right. And so I started prescribing things like meditation, like I need you to meditate every day, you know? And yeah. And that was helpful. Yeah.
Three doses. Of
Yes. Yeah. This is your prescription for real.
Love that.
Yeah. But it wasn't, you know, that's not as helpful as it could be, right? There's more. There's always more. And so
step in the right direction.
Yes, for sure. And then I found Dolores. And I listened to one talk and I was like so mind blown that somebody figured it out, like, and knew what I was learning, like, and already knew it, and knew it for a long time, and was working and had this technique. And I was like, holy cow, she figured out a way. She figured out a way to get to this place that I have no idea how to get to with people.
And what so you were looking for.
Yeah. Say that again.
And this, but it was what you were looking for. And
totally,
you know, then spirit just brings it into your path and yeah, plop that right in your lap.
Yeah. Isn't yes. that cool how that works?
Mm-hmm. And I realized, like years later, one of the things that pushed me in this direction, which is how I even found one of her videos in the first place, was a Nostradamus prediction. And I watched something in like the late 1990s on the History Channel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she was in this thing. I have no idea, but she probably was, right?
Probably. She did several things on the History Channel on Nostradamus, so probably.
Probably. So I'm watching the show, and it really resonated with me. And I was actually in North Jersey at the time, because I'm from Philadelphia, and I was with my boyfriend from college, and that's where he lived, and it's right outside of New York City. And I saw this prediction about 9/11, basically, and I said, oh, we're going to have to get our family out here to Arizona. That was already planned, right, during this time. And then I forgot about it. And there was another prediction about California earthquakes in 2012, I think, on the same show. And then 9/11 happened. And then I was like, oh, wow, let me go back and look at this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I got all screwy and thinking that California was going to fall off the face of the earth in 2012. But it ultimately, all of these things led me into researching this and finding out what was going on in the new earth. And yeah. And then here I am with it. So.
Yeah.
Yay.
And yeah.
So you found her and then you're like, I want to take this course.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay.
So I wanted to take the class. I actually found her long before I took the class.
Yeah, you would have. I mean, if it was before 9/11, that was 2001. So it's like you had her. In fact, it was probably recently before her. I mean, or was it after the 9/11 that you?
It was after. It was just that event sparked within me this wanting to learn more about what was coming in the world. And okay. So it was around 2009, 2010. I found some other people who were talking about this, the new earth thing. Mm-hmm. But then I found her through all of that. And that's what really resonated with me. Yeah. So it was just the prompting. That was all. It was around, 2009, 10-ish. But I couldn't go to Arkansas to take the class because I had a little one at home and we don't have family around. And so I couldn't just like leave for a week. Mm-hmm. So when the online class came about, I was literally the first person on the list. I was like, yes, yes, sign me up. I'm doing this right now. So that's what I wound up doing.
Mm-hmm. You were our guinea pig person that ran.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it was amazing. And then I haven't looked back since. And I don't do naturopathic medicine anymore. I'm doing pure QHHT. People come to me with naturopathic stuff and I'm like, you know, we should do a QHHT session.
Yeah. No, just get to the bottom of it.
Right. Yes. I mean, we could try all day to figure out in our human brains what's going on. We'll be here on the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
For a little while, you know?
Yeah. But you know, the good thing about that, because some people, because in the classes, I ran into this a lot, you know, where people, especially level two classes, even level one classes, because people are coming from their other careers and they're in these classes. They're like, why am I here? I don't understand this. I'm leaving very learned past, you know, I'm a doctor, I'm an engineer, I'm a lawyer, I'm you know, all these things that are like, I don't understand. And it can be a little bit jarring when you are shifting like that into this new world. But what I love to see is like everything that you, even though this is part of your path and your journey, but everything that you used back there, do you find that you use it now? All this
skills
that you had from there, so that you're using them now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what I really want people to know. There must be somebody on this call that are on the show that needs to hear this, because it comes in strong like that when you need to hear it. It's like, I don't understand why the universe is doing this to me, or crashing all my walls down and all my world down and making me move to something else. And it's like, this is who I am. And it's like, that's still part of you. Just mm-hmm. you're going to use the skills that you had, I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The way you structure your questions and everything and your intuition. I mean,
yes.
You have this beautiful collective of things you just explained that you get to marry together in these sessions, mm-hmm. your education, your intuition, your, you know, studying the quantum healing. And I hopefully I answered that question in the chat room. It is, we had a first time listener that wanted to know what it is that we all do. Oh. And that is the quantum healing hypnosis technique by Dolores Cannon, in mm-hmm. case I didn't, I put the website up there, but, you know, welcome anyone new that's listening. I'm so excited to have you here.
Yeah. Awesome. And just to explain a little bit more, Erica, why don't you define what we do? You know, it's like that we're on your journey and how you found it and stuff. And so you've part of it in is it allows you to get deeper to the core of it, to the core.
Yes.
Of it. So do you want to explain more about what is going on with what we do, QHHT?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. And I'm going to try to paraphrase Dolores because this is where I get this information, you know, and mm-hmm. so the body is such a miraculous machine, right? And it is made to heal itself, like she always said. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why it's ever unwell is because mentally and emotionally, there is something going on that you haven't handled. The body's job is to maintain homeostasis and to keep a healthy balance. And it will absolutely do that as long as you get out of the way, mentally, emotionally, and physically, you know? And in our human brains, we don't even realize how much we get in the way with our thoughts. And the things that we don't process here come straight here. We cannot run away from them. There's just no way. And so your body will be 100% completely healthy if you always process and examine and transmute, go through these things, handle them, like don't stuff them down, ignore them, you know, always, always processing. When something comes in your brain, really take a minute, because if you don't, it lands here, because as Dolores says, well, you know, then you have to handle it. You can't ignore it then when it's in your body. So you're forced to handle it regardless. Yeah.
I like
I'm
that.
Play the devil's advocate. It's not really a devil's advocate, but it's just to get more information. I'm going to pretend I don't know.
Cool.
But I do know. Okay. So when you say something is in your brain, if it comes into your brain, then it needs to process. So what kinds of things? I mean, just every little thought that comes in, just you see things and, oh, I got to process that. Or I mean, what do you mean?
It's the thoughts and the emotions that are really heavy on you, resonant with you, like that really... say you're feeling guilty about something, you're depressed about something, these emotions that are heavy, not that every little thought that comes in, we'll drive ourselves crazy with that business, right? But it's the,
like, I wanted to clarify.
Yeah. You know, like the fear, what am I afraid of really? Like, let's look at this some more, you know, like, is this true? Is this actually true? And or why am I feeling guilty? And is that true? Like, do I need to feel this way? You know, like really looking at it, as opposed to just feeling guilty and not wanting to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and when we can understand.
But it starts with those feelings. It's like those feelings are the biggie.
Yeah.
Feeling associated with something, then look into that. What is that about?
Yeah.
Rather than just, I don't want to look. I don't want to deal with it.
Absolutely.
Humanity is really good at not wanting to deal with things, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. It's so much easier to ignore it, right? We like to take that, like, that path that looks a little easier, you know? And nobody wants to clean out the wound that hurts.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants to do that. Yeah. But if you just do it, if you clean it out and get it nice and clean, then you can put and then it'll heal itself.
Yeah. It'll hurt for a little bit.
Yes.
It's going to owie.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
But it'll be over quick. Mm-hmm. And then it'll heal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good analogy, because if you just slap something over it and don't do anything, it's going to fester. It's going to get infected. It's going to get ugly.
Spread. Right? Yeah. And then it's really going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it could even die, you know? Like there's part tissue could even die if you don't take care of it, a wound like that. So yeah, it can get bad if we don't take care of it. And so there's nothing to be afraid of about with our emotions,
yeah.
You know, and nothing to be ashamed of either. So many of us, we all feel this way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the more we can be vulnerable, I feel like, about how we feel, the stronger that we are, and the more support we have, and the more we support each other to do that too. Like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. I have permission to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be vulnerable, be sad, be angry, be, you know.
Yeah.
Anger is one that we're always told are shaped for, you know?
It's yeah. Like, it's like, do you feel like maybe we're afraid of our anger?
Could be.
Oh yeah.
I think we're not to be afraid of our anger.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I have an ugly beast inside. I have a, you know, and that's that anger. It's like, it's kind of like the Hulk. You don't want to make me mad. You know, you don't want to see me when I'm angry. It's kind of like that. But we all have that little beast inside. I believe, I think that's what I was told anyway. Do you guys have a little,
you know, beast? The shadow? Sure.
Yeah. No, I definitely have a beast.
My kids would vouch for that.
Okay. Okay.
So would mine. Yes. We joke at my house.
The kids see it, don't they?
Well, the kids, they absolutely get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the ones that poke it out.
Yes. We say at my house, don't wake the beast.
There we go. I love it.
Don't wake the beast.
You don't want to go there.
Keep the beast sleeping.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, when we do get that mad, it's good to express it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And not holding that in, you know, if you got to scream into a pillow or go hit a punching bag or whatever, throw some rocks, kick dirt, like whatever you got to do.
I just saw you throwing rocks at windows. I'm like,
I did. Not at windows. No, don't throw rocks.
Watch where you're throwing those rocks.
Don't throw
not
rocks
at
people you're
not
mad
at. Cars.
At.
Yeah.
So, exactly. I mean, because it's okay. But people are like, oh, I can't get mad. And we're kind of taught that young. It's like, it's not okay. It's got to be good. Not
okay. Why are you crying? Why are you crying?
Yeah.
What are you mad about? Mm-hmm. Or go to your room or whatever. And we're made to feel like it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I was always told to act like a lady.
No. Mm-hmm. And what does a lady act like?
Yeah. Curious.
You know, very prim and proper, and you sit up straight, and you know, you use your manners, which I do use my manners. I don't know, you don't have a foul mouth, which I do sometimes, and that's okay too.
But that's what I wanted. That's what I was saying that facetiously. What does a lady act like? Because I was saying that, what's a lady? But it's like, what does a true lady act like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's redefine a lady.
Mm.
Erica, let's redefine that. What does a real lady act like?
I love that. You know. A true lady stands in her power, her divine feminine power, you know, that I'm seeing like the strength card, that motherly aspect that is so encouraging and calm, and also can be very, you know, stern in her, you know, knowing, right?
Yeah.
And very courageous. Yeah.
Does she ever get angry?
Oh yeah.
Show it.
Yeah. Yes, she does show it. She gets angry and she shows it, but she doesn't put it on others.
Mm.
You know, I think that's one of the biggest things with anger when we express it. As long as you're not inflicting another person with that,
right.
Fine. Go handle it how you need to handle it on your own without throwing it at someone else, because now that's not okay energetically, right? For me.
I love this. I love the way this is going, because this is important. I don't know if somebody's in there talking that needs this, but this is important. So when you say throwing at somebody, so is that like, you are making me so angry? That's what you mean there, isn't it? Rather than acknowledging, I'm angry at how you're acting. I'm angry at the conversation. I'm angry. That's recognizing these are my feelings.
This is about me.
And mm-hmm. This is my reaction. It may or may not have anything to do with you. You're a trigger or something, but
yeah,
but it's not. But yeah, we do that.
Yes. Yeah.
My anger.
You know, you were asking, do I get angry and stuff? And that actually sounds like my last time I did get angry. I don't know if I stubbed a toe or what the scenario was, but you know, let's use that, stubbing a toe, and the kids are in the room and I'm like, and things are coming out of my mouth and they're like, why are you yelling at me? Not yelling at you. I'm mad at a situation. I'm just going to yell to get the energy out. Mm-hmm. I'm yelling while I'm describing to them what's going on. I'm just mad at you. And then they're just like, okay, and they go off, but they knew I wasn't mad at them. They knew that I just needed to work through it. And then, mm-hmm. you know, my oldest one did that the other day. Something happened. One of the dogs knocked something over in his room or something, you know, like water everywhere on his bed, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And so he comes out, rah, 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 and he's freaking out. Stupid dog. And, you know, and I'm saying, are you okay? Yeah, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just mad at the situation. Da-da-da-da. But you know what? Good. Get that out. And then five minutes later, he was ready to just settle down and be done with it. And he wasn't doing or holding on to it anymore. So, yeah. I get
That's the benefit of getting it out, because then you don't stew. You just have your little pissy fit for a second. Yep. You know, not at anyone. And then you can get over it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that definitely happens in our house. But it's funny because we will give it narration while we're going through it. I'm not mad at you. I just can't find what I need. And I'm in a bad mood. I'm menopausal. No. Uh-huh. You're going to be okay. We're going to survive it.
Everything's okay. Mommy's okay.
Yeah. I'm like that. Mommy's okay.
It's okay.
We're going to get through this, guys. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, that's a true woman.
Okay. That's a true woman.
Real, guys.
Yes.
The authentic true self. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Emotions intact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder what life would be like if everybody could just do that. Oh. Just be in the emotion that they're having and, you know, be
that's why we're doing this. That's why we're saying this. So give more people permission to do that, because really, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What was that Monica was always saying? Wouldn't it be fun? Yeah, wouldn't it be fun? That was it. Wouldn't it be fun?
Wouldn't it be fun if it's on elk? So
yes,
herd of elk. Wouldn't it be fun?
Wouldn't it be fun if there was a lightning storm? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That girl's amazing. But yeah, wouldn't it be fun, seriously, if everybody was their authentic self, just lived really true to their inner being and what their inner being wants all the time. And always stopped and asked, is this what my inner being really thinks? Is this what my inner being wants? You know?
So how do you know if it's yes or no? I'm going to keep picking apart at you, Erica. Everything you
good,
say.
Good, I like it.
Okay.
I like it. Pick at me all day. That's fine.
So how do you know? Okay, is this really? Okay. What?
Yeah. How do you know? Because of the way it feels. It's always about for me, it's the way it feels. And I always, like, how does that feel in your heart? Does that feel true in your heart? Or is that false? Like, you will know very, very clearly. Ask your heart, is that true? And you know, it's like you either get a resonance or you feel like, uh-uh, that's not true, right?
And you got to be honest.
And you have to be honest with yourself, yes. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's so much of what holds us back too. It's like our conscious mind, you know, it fights with us. And we don't want to be honest with ourselves because we'd rather like lie to ourselves over here.
And then we wonder if what we're hearing is true.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is cool. I want to talk about this because you know what helped me learn this was doubt and disbelief.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. When I did my very first QHHT session, I get this now because I'm always very conscious when I'm listening to my intuition. Like I'm never not conscious. I'm always very aware of what's going on. But at the beginning, I didn't think it was supposed to be that way. And so I was, you know, I had my session. It was great. But I doubted it because I was like, that was just me. That's all that was. That's just my voice in my head. And yeah. Right.
And let's not give any credit to that voice.
Right.
Any credence whatsoever. It's just your
voice. Never got the ideas or answers or thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, just none. And so I went through that process of really doubting it and having to really understand it and going through that doubt process and then finally understanding, oh, this is me. I get it now. This is totally, it's always in there. It may sound a little different in different places. It might, like, for me, my conscious mind sounds like right here. And then my higher guidance, my higher self, my subconscious is like up here a little bit. And I've been able to discern like that difference even, and really trust it, because this doesn't lie. It never lies, ever, ever, ever. The only person that lies is this one, and then gets me in trouble for not listening to this one.
You know, see how they're both on different sides. It's kind of like the angel and the devil, and the, you
know. That's right.
Well, look at that. She froze.
She did freeze.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're back. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's interesting, but because I had to go through the same thing. So I think that's really healthy. I feel like it's very human, and you're really on a great place if you're doing that and starting to go, wait a minute, is this me? Is this you? What is this? Is just my wishful thinking? What? I mean, that is very healthy.
Yeah.
Because you're on the path to getting this thing figured out.
Yeah. Because once you get it, there's no convincing you otherwise now. Mm-hmm. Like, it is solid. Like, you can't tell me when I have a vision or I see something, I'm like, oh no, that's what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I saw it. If I saw it, then that's it. Or I heard it, or yeah.
Or you just know it. Yeah.
Or I just know it. Yeah. The knowing. Yeah. The knowing.
Yeah. Isn't the knowing fun?
The knowing is really fun. That where the knowing gets weird to me is when I know something, but I don't quite know like the details about it, but I just know it's not right. Like, I have like a good egg, bad egg meter within me, and I'm really good at like, yeah, something's not right there. I don't know what it is, but I know it's not right. Yeah. And I'm never wrong.
Yeah. It's like time will tell what actually it is.
Mm-hmm. Always does. Oh,
okay.
Always does.
So where can people, I mean, is that something people can develop, that egg meter?
Wow. You know, I've never tried, because it's like something I was born with, you know, but I'm sure it is. I think we can develop all of this, all of these gifts. We all come in gifted with intuition. Not a single one of us doesn't have it. Right. I think we all have like a clair or another that may be stronger, but that doesn't mean that you can't make them all strong, right? With a little practice. I think it's all just practice.
Yeah, very cool.
I think you're right too. I think it's like working out, you know.
Yeah,
the muscle that you're using, it's that tool that you're using. The more you use it, the more you get in tune with it and figure it out and get your system. And I think everyone does it a little different, except for Julia. She does it like everyone else. But no, I just
I did the same thing. What?
Just throw in random things when I talk, just to see if she's listening. But yeah.
I don't do it like Tracy.
We do know this. She does not do it like I do it. And I hear about that a lot. I don't do it like you.
I don't do it like you. No, stop trying to make me.
I don't do it like you either.
And I don't make anybody do anything. But I do
it. I beg to differ.
I beg to differ as well. I'm like, what? Really? I'm sorry. Really?
It's
your turn now.
Yeah.
How do I make somebody do something? I mean, you're your own person. But I do encourage. Yeah. That's called encouraging. It's like a heartbeat. Look at that. Boom.
Well,
boom.
Encourage, make. It's strongly encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strong encouraging. Wow.
It's called putting you on the spot, maybe, but
yeah.
Wow.
You know, that's a good one. I like the plow.
Yeah. Do this. I have the audience ask her questions so we can get an example of how she brings in her intuition.
Me?
See, this is what she does.
Yeah.
This is what she does. Yes, like, I'm like, I don't do it that way.
I have a whole process. Yeah.
Well, that's how I started until she kept making me. And then I was like, oh, it will work. How about that?
It does. It does. You know what?
Julia is amazing at it. And I didn't make her do anything because she naturally just steps right into it.
Yeah.
But if she wants to give me credit for her gifts, okay.
You are an activator.
Yeah.
For real, though.
Activator. Yeah.
Very much so.
I think that's a very kind word. I
thank you, Erica.
Snowplow activator.
So anyways, Erica.
No. I tend to lean more toward the snowplow. You are going to do this. Mm-hmm. I guess it is activating.
Yeah.
It's making you do something that you really, it's making you go out of your comfort zone.
In a good way.
On a live show, yes.
On a live show.
Hey, you'll be happy to know nobody's written any questions in here. I'm still looking.
That's cool. Well, maybe we're answering them all already.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Telepathically or something.
Yeah. I actually was just going to answer one of them. What was it? Oh, yeah. It was about how intuition comes in and like how you can let it flow. So I actually learned this for myself. It's been fairly recently. You know how we always say, like, you always want to trust the very first thing that comes to mind, right? Like, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but what I learned when we were in Florida and Sarah and Tracy put me out and they said, can I talk to her higher self? Yeah. They put me in trance. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then they asked me a question and I opened my mouth and things just came out. And what I realized in that was that I was just thinking out loud. Yeah. Like I didn't even, I refused to think period. Before I just like, I made it simultaneous. Does that make sense? So for me, that like changed the game.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That happened in, I'm trying to remember where we were, Tracy, but she was, she's a common denominator. That's interesting.
were we in LA?
I think it was Atlanta.
Oh, okay. We had a lot of fun there.
And, you know, because I do it very similar. It's like I'm real active in there, you know, and I'm just kind of relaying what I'm hearing and that kind of stuff. And it's just moving that way. And then all of a sudden, after a little bit, it just started coming through. And I'm like, and that scared conscious mind over here is like, whoa, what's going on? So it happened for a little bit. And then it was like, okay, I got to jump back in but it was really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm watching this happen. It's like there's a third part watching it all go on. I'm like, so yeah, I know that is, but it works either way. But I think what it is as you allow it more and more, then it will just keep, it'll just start doing that. It'll just,
if it makes you feel more comfortable with it. My knowledge of what that energy is now is it is an aspect of you either in another form or incarnation, but you're connected to it because you are all part of the same soul collective, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're really just tapping into another version of self.
Yeah. And that's why there's nothing to be afraid of. But, you know, that conscious mind, I think that's a part of it. It's afraid. It doesn't understand or whatever. It's like, I don't know what's going on here. But as we do know more and more, and the conscious mind is part of that, that's what's cool about it. It's part of it. So it allows it, you know, and it's getting used to it. It's like, oh, yeah, this is just. But so the part of you, if you're still talking to yourself, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could do that. That's a wonderful explanation. It's all part of you.
Yeah.
Not anything foreign that's coming in. It's just you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But because we've been shut down to all of those versions or layers or vibrations of ourselves for so long that it is a little bit intimidating when it comes in. It's like, oh my gosh, what is that? And it's familiar and exciting and a little scary. But I want to challenge you girls to a little game. You want to do it?
We're both like, I don't know.
Oh, she laughed.
I didn't.
Your picture just checked out.
She's like, I'm out of here.
Bye.
No.
No games for me.
Can I do that too?
Get back in the room. Get back in here. No, seriously, if you want to say no, what does your intuition say? Yes or no?
Sure. I'll do it. I'm always up for it.
Okay. Julia's like, oh, okay.
Oh, God, I guess.
You're gonna make me.
This is where you find your religion. So over in one corner is Erica doing her sign of the cross and her rosaries. Okay. Here's the challenge. I want you to sit for just a second, and there's going to be a name that comes to you. And when you get the name, then I want you to ask, what's the message for this person? Because it's going to be somebody listening to this show, and you're going to give them a message. You got this.
Well, the first name that came in for me was Sophia.
Okay.
And Sophia, you are so very loved.
Okay.
First thing.
So can I ask questions for her? Because if I were Sophia, I'd be like, by who? I'm going to represent.
By all of all you are and everything that is. The infinitum that exists, that is you, and everything that you can see at the same time. All of that loves you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anything else? I'm trained to ask open-ended questions.
There is nothing.
Is there anything else with that?
I'm like, well, besides the infinitum, like, it's pretty sparkly. It's pretty sparkly.
Infinity. All that ever was, never will be, loves you.
Yeah.
In every dimension, every reality, every aspect. No, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we could really remember that's all we really are, right?
That's really for everyone, but specifically for Sophia.
Well, it is for everybody because it was pretty much the same message.
Did you?
Nice.
I'm like, that's why I was laughing. But mine, of course, what's funny is it's an S. We both got S. I got Sarah. So I thought, oh, maybe it's an S word because I don't usually go with names. And I was going to combat you with that. You know, I was going to go, no, I don't want to do the name. I'll just get the message and whoever it applies to, great. But then it came through like that. It was like, you are loved. It was like,
wow. Cool game, Tracy.
I know, right? Okay.
Maybe so talk about how Erica and I can tap into each other.
Yeah, you guys are like sharing brainwave. I didn't get it.
Well, you know what? I think
somebody needs to know their dog's going to be okay. That's what I got. So go ahead, Erica.
Oh. So Julia and I have, I mean, who knows when we had these lives, but we have very similar existences where we drove a similar craft. So, you know, maybe we do in that collective share the same brain because we do all mind meld at that point.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're aware of that. So let's talk about how that came about.
Oh,
we have a little bit of time. Not much, but a little bit of time.
I'm not even watching the time. So cool. keep me on track.
Five minutes.
5 minutes? All right. Really quick. So like my second. Now I feel rushed. My second QHHT session that I had, I came in and I was driving this dome-shaped ship. And I was a light being. And the ship was really cool because it was conscious. And it had a glass pad with the coordinates of the constellations on it. And when you touched it, it came alive and started going through the universe. And then, Julia was like, I know that ship. Mm-hmm. What's your ship? Tell me about your ship.
That's where we were comparing because it was on a show we did a long time ago and you were talking about this and I'm like, okay, and then what do you see now? What do you see now? Because she was just like skimming over. I'm like, I need to hear that about that glass panel because that's it was like, oh my gosh, this is sounding just like the ship that I saw. And I think mine was in a dream or something. I don't know, it was somewhere. And I'm like, and then she finally said, oh, well, I go in this room and there's this panel and you can see all the constellation. I'm like, bingo. It's the same ship or a similar ship, whatever. But and the one, it was like that's how they, it was something that was a really big part. I don't remember seeing it up, but it was like, that was the thing. You had all the constellations and that's how they knew where they were going was that panel. I never saw myself, so I didn't know what being looked like, but I just I saw that room in the ship.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So interesting. Yeah. So I get to jump in and apologize to the chat room again, because apparently my chat room is not working and I had to refresh the entire thing. And people have been chatting. And Erica, one of the listeners would like to know, how did you keep the balance with children, baby, education, getting this all done?
Good question. That's a really good question, because I don't think I know. Honestly.
She says, I'm still not.
I think I'm still trying to work that out every day. Just
hanging off of one side and Maya's pulling at your shirt strings saying,
yeah. No, you know what I think I do? Like with my little one now, especially, like when he needs attention, I stop what I'm doing and I give him attention. And he only needs it for that, like, you know, whatever that like 10-minute period. So then I can go like back to what I'm doing. And so I make them my focus. And then I can get my work done. Like the work always comes. I always make like my home, myself, my family, the priority. And that when we're solid and strong, then everything else handles itself. And I don't need to worry about it.
You know, then that's so brilliant, because if a kid wants your attention, they're going to be, they're going to keep coming at you for the attention. So if you stop and actually give them the attention, then they'll go do whatever else and you can get back to it. So cool. Great.
I used to tell my daughter, do you need attention? Just tell me if you need attention, as opposed to like doing something bad. Just say, Mom, give me a little attention. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Does that work for the grownups in your life too? Erica, I need a little,
you know, I should try that with the grownups. Yeah. Do you need attention? I'm not sure they would like that.
I see you seem needy today. Do you need some attention? No, Julia does do that. We're getting a little needy today. Do we need to spend a little time together?
Do you need attention? I'll give you attention. I'll love you.
Yeah. Right here. I like that.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Give me the feet. Give me the feet, Tracy.
Oh, no kidding. Yes. There it is.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's good with feet. I don't know. Oh, that's something. That's a whole other thing.
That's a whole nother show.
Real quick, Erica, how can people find you if they want to communicate with you, come see you, you know, have a session, whatever?
My website is the best way. And it's Dr. Erica, DRERICA.love. That's it. Very simple. DrErica.love. And they can also find me on the Positive Head podcast. I co-host that twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And yeah. Those are two good ways.
Super. Did you say QHHTofficial.com?
No, that's your job. You say that.
But you are on there, okay, too.
I think I have your website on the chat. I don't know, because my chat's being weird. But you know what? I'm just going to blame Mercury Retrograde.
Yeah, it's really easy to type in. All sorts of information, scheduling, everything is on there. So it's really easy to navigate.
That's quantum healing when it comes up. So I think it's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a cool dot, not dot com, but dot love. Hello. Yeah.
Who does? I thought it suited it better, obviously.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Julia, how do people become a practitioner or find a practitioner?
Please go to QHHTofficial.com. There's the official website, and you can get everything you need to know there. We'll have all the information about the courses. We have 3 different levels of courses. You can take level 1 at your own pace online, and if that resonates with you, to help other people to find their real selves and explore these other worlds and galaxies and get to the core of what really is happening in their lives, you know, just go there and do that. Also, on that same site, if you want to find a practitioner to have a session with, go to the Find a Practitioner page.
Yeah.
We try to make it easy.
I have been meeting a lot of intern practitioners reaching out and doing or having different kinds of sessions and coming to me for QHHT just to get their experience. Oh my gosh, such great people coming into this. I always feel like it meeting family, right? Yes. But one of the things that has been asked to me, so I want to bring it up again because we talked about it last week. When are the in-person classes coming? Well, nothing's scheduled right now still because we're still kind of keeping volume size is small, but
yeah, we just don't know nothing. And probably since we've created these online courses, it's really like, I mean, we're not sure what we're going to do in that realm of the life way, because the online product is so good. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So where we'll probably be getting together is to have get togethers and reunions and excursions and fun, just being together. And so start seeing that happen.
On the site, you do have several companion classes coming up, and more are going to be scheduled.
Absolutely. We do have, I forgot about that. We do have companion classes, level one companion classes, and those are for level one, new level one practitioners, as well as if you're level two and you just want to get together with other practitioners and practice and get questions answered. It's a wonderful place. And those are live.
Yeah.
Those are the first things that we're doing live. So it's a fantastic resource. So that's, I forgot we have those coming. Yeah.
And that's on the same website, qhhtofficial.com.
Just look under course information and you'll see the different, they'll say online classes, live classes, and
maybe there'll be one in Sedona soon. Wink.
Maybe. Well, and that's part of what we've been doing. We were in Sedona. That's part of what we were doing. We were Florida and Sedona, and we will have another place that we go to later in
closed.
The year. Yeah. And part of that is just to start getting out and getting back into the swing of that and getting together, and because people want to do that. So we're not ready to make it a full-on structured event yet, but we're getting our feet wet. We have to get our feet back wet again, and then we can start bringing all of you guys back with
us. Yeah, because there still are a lot of limitations out there, so we're kind of exploring what those are. So, and we're having fun doing it. So we want to bring you guys in on that fun. It's going to happen.
Perfect. Yeah, so how can they find you, Tracy?
TracyMahan.com or QHHTOfficial.com. Find a practitioner.
Perfect. Perfect. So, Erica, we are out of time. And thank you so, so much. This has been fantastic.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This really has been so fun. I love it. Yeah,
it's been a blast. Thank you for playing, by the way, the intuitive game. That was so fun.
Now thank you, Tracy. Yeah.
And as always, Snowplow Tracy. She's good at it. I'm telling you, she's a pro.
I'm going to get a t-shirt from Julia that says Snowplow. I can see it already.
Good idea. I have the driver, Tracy. Anyway, love you all. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you, Erica. Thank you.